Today, the top Democrats in the New York State Senate say it's time for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign. This comes as two more women accuse Cuomo of inappropriate behavior, and there are new accusations he created a hostile work environment. New York State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart Cousins released a statement saying every day there is another account that is drawing away from the business of the government. We have allegations about sexual harassment, a toxic work environment, the loss of credibility, the COVID-19 nursing home data. We need to govern without daily distraction for the good of the state. Governor Cuomo must resign. NewsNation reporter Jennifer Bisram has the latest.
There is no way I resign. Let's do the Attorney General investigation. Let's get the findings, and then we'll go from there.
A defiant Governor Andrew Cuomo Sunday during his COVID-19 briefing, as more female staffers come forward accusing him of inappropriate behavior with allegations of sexual harassment and unwanted advances, and former male aides speaking out alleging he created a toxic workplace environment.
I was elected by the people of the state. I wasn't elected by politicians.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The allegations of each of the women has to be taken seriously. I have full faith in the Attorney General's investigation.
The latest allegations come after New York legislative leaders voted just Friday to modify the New York governor's emergency executive COVID-19 powers due to the ongoing investigations into whether his administration covered up nursing home deaths and initial accusations of workplace harassment. Lindsay Boylan was the first former aide to come forward, alleging the governor kissed her on the lips following a one-on-one briefing in his New York City office. Charlotte Bennett, a former executive assistant and health policy advisor, claims the governor asked her a series of personal questions and told her he was open to relationships with women in their 20s. Anna Liss, a former policy and operations aide, claims the governor asked her if she had a boyfriend, called her sweetheart, touched her lower back at a reception, and once kissed her hand when she rose from her desk. Karen Hinton, who was a former PR consultant for HUD when Cuomo served as HUD secretary, claims he summoned her to his hotel room and embraced her twice. Anna Roosh, who was never an aide for the governor, has also come forward, saying he made unwanted advances toward her during a crowded wedding reception in New York City in 2019. And now, according to the Washington Post, two male aides who worked for him say he routinely berated them with explicit language.
It's damaging to publicize allegations before you know that they are credible.
Earlier this month, the governor apologized for making people uncomfortable and denied touching people inappropriately. Wednesday, he said he was learning from his behavior. Still, demonstrators who gathered outside his Manhattan office Sunday support the women who came forward.
We are outraged as advocates, as organizers, to hear that another two women have been victimized by this governor.
Jennifer Bisram, News Nation.